Last year around this time, the nation was focused on the presidential election. At least, that's what we heard. Most of the states around here were pretty much no-doubters. Barring some sort of major development, they were going Democratic. And as a result, neither the Bush nor Kerry campaigns paid us much attention. Well, this week, the nonpartisan group Fair Vote came out with some hard numbers on exactly how little love this area got from the presidential campaigns. The report tallied ad buys and campaign stops during the stretch run of the race last year into an attention index. Not surprisingly, swing states Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania led the pack. New York, Massachusetts, and others from this region barely registered. Ryan O'Donnell is the communications director for Fair Vote. He says this lack of campaign attention might seem trivial, but it really does matter.
Well, it certainly doesn't matter because we all love to watch campaign ads. But what it does show is that we're not getting a president necessarily who is accountable to everyone in the country. We're getting candidates focus on a smaller and smaller club of swing states, and they're focusing on their interests and their concerns. But what we need is a system that makes people reach out to the entire country. And so when entire states get ignored, like New York, which is a very populous state, very important state, we suspect that something is wrong, and we should reevaluate how we're doing this.
Well, you know, I think people around here, started to really pick up on this during the last presidential election because, we almost never heard from the candidates, here in New York and in Massachusetts and a lot of the states in our listening area here. And at the same time, it seemed like, the candidates were always out in Ohio or Iowa talking about, ethanol subsidies. And,
pro
or con on ethanol subsidies, either way you come down on it. People in New York or Massachusetts, Connecticut, not such a big deal. And I think that they probably had, their own issues that they were hoping the candidates would shed some light on.
I think that's absolutely right. The risk we run is not addressing all the issues that are important to the country as a whole. I mean, the importance of ethanol is there for the entire country, but so is the importance of information technology and businesses and industries that thrive in New York and Massachusetts. So that's a definite problem, and it shows a definite divide between the states that get attention and the states that get none.
Now, a skeptic might say here, well, in an age of saturation media coverage, every comment, remark, sneeze by the candidates can be seen anywhere in the country. So why does it matter if the candidates don't actually show up in your home state?
Well, one place where this really does matter is in voter participation. We see that there's a giant gap between spectator states and the states that are really courted by campaigns, like Ohio and Florida. In spectator states, we saw participation jump up by 2%. And that's because this was a very competitive campaign. It got a lot of people energized. People were really invested in the result on both sides. In swing states, though, it rocketed up by almost 10%. And in lower age groups, it went up by 17%. So there's a divide in participation between swing states and spectator states that really signals a trend for the future. We're creating habits in people when it comes to how much they really feel their vote is worth. And that's disturbing, too, for our democracy.
So if the way to get attention as a state during the presidential election is to have the outcome there be in significant doubt, does this mean that states should be playing hard to get?
Well, it's almost like they couldn't if they tried. New York went Democratic for five straight presidential elections in a row, and candidates and campaigns really know that it is to be taken for granted at this point. Unless you have a situation where you have a very popular national figure, like Ronald Reagan, who would actually win a state like New York. But these days, people, tend to see that even if there's a large part of New York that is Republican or wants to vote for, that candidate, because of this winner-take-all effect in the state, even if they get a large percentage, like 49%, as long as the other side gets 51, they're going to get all the votes in New York. And that's a reality that the campaigns acknowledge. And they're going to keep treating New York that way and taking it for granted because of that.
Okay, so, you know, aside from all the voters in the state getting together and saying, you know, okay, when they call you from the polling agencies, don't tell them anything.
Right.
how do we change this? You know, can we change the system or the structure of the system so that, everybody gets a little bit of attention?
Well, I really believe what needs to happen ultimately is direct election of the president. It's really the only way to make sure we get a president who's accountable to everybody and make sure that everyone's vote really counts equally. Right now, candidates are going to ignore the states they feel they can't win. They're also going to ignore the states they feel they're going to win for sure, unless they plan to go there for a fundraiser, for example. But if we want to get a fair way to elect the president and get a president who's accountable to everyone, we've got to start trusting the people and relying on a popular vote.
Ryan O'Donnell is the communications director for Fair Vote. You can check out this report, Who Picks the President, at the group's website, fairvote.org.